Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, we got one open line right now if you want to jump on real quickly. 866-444-3478. Let's see what I needed to do before we get back to the phones for you. Well, one thing to tell you about, to remind you one more time, that you can get a free consultation if you've been having some pain or some injury-related problem or something from the people that do the stem cell therapy. They offer this free consultation, tell you how it works and all the stuff like I did. We're getting really good feedback from some of the listeners who've had the stem cell therapy work done and having great results. So if you've been having some problems, this is a free opportunity for you. All you have to do is call them and set up a time. It's 800-705-6006. What I've had was a torn knee, and it totally healed it. And a lot of other people are telling me that they've had bone-on-bone situations and pretty intensive pain and problems that have been corrected by this technique and technology. Young Vitality is the name of the company. The telephone number again is 800-705-6006. And once again, on my books, the books, we've got several. Some of them are newer than others. Some of them have been around for a long time. Some of the original ones I wrote are still selling, as well as some of the newer ones. But there are a lot of different ones because we write on different subjects and we concentrate on a lot of different things. I was just looking up some of the plants that I'm going to add to the weed list that are actually in the herb book. The herb book covers certain things that are useful plants that a lot of people would look at from a different angle and consider a weed. So we're adding some of those new things. The herb book is probably the most detailed book of all my books as far as the plants that are covered in it and their uses. What a herb is, by my definition, is any plant that has a use other than looking pretty. And so that covers a wide range of things, and that's why the herb book that I wrote with Odina Branham years ago is a good one. It's a fairly well-kept secret because I think when a lot of people hear about herbs and herb books, or herb books, as most people say, they think that maybe it's just for little old ladies' gardens and making sachets and things like that. And that's not it at all. It's a very large, wide-ranging subject. And, yeah, it does cover little old lady gardens and making sachets and all that also. It's just a whole lot more to it than that. And little old men gardens, I should say, like mine, like my stuff. Anyway, go to the red button at the top of the page. It's by Howard's Books, and it tells you how to get a really pretty cool deal. You pay for the books, but at different levels, you get a bunch of bonuses with it that help TORC. The money income helps Texas Organic Research Center. So it starts at $50. $50 worth of donations or books gets you membership in the Organic Club of America. $75 gets you the membership and also other things, including the seeds from Bob Webster's gardens in San Antonio and my gardens, both totally organic, of course. And it's all explained in detail if you just click on that Buy Howard's Books right at the top of the page. We might ought to put a different label on it than that. It's not just about buying the books. Okay, back to the phones. Let me see whose turn it would be. Emmy's been holding a long time in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Hi, Emmy.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
If you've got time, I've got two questions.
Sure, no problem. You've been holding forever. I appreciate it.
That's fine. I've enjoyed listening. The Polonia tree. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Royal Polonia.
It is in a bad place. After cutting it down, it has persisted in coming back with a whole bunch of little stems coming up. How do I actually kill that out?
Well, there's a couple of things you can do, but let me start by telling you this. Do you still have the trunk of the tree around anywhere that you cut down?
No, it didn't get to a trunk. It was actually in a pot. And when I realized that it had grown into the ground, I just cut it off. It was just real small. I'm going to say like an inch around.
Okay, not real big. What I was going to tell you, and other people may be interested in this, even though Royal Polonia is a very, or Empress tree, is a very fast-growing tree, and it's invasive, as you're explaining here, one of the ways it's invasive. It produces a gorgeous, very durable wood, beautiful wood, which is highly unusual for a fast-growing tree, you know. So it's just a little side fact about it. On if you have any trunk at all, even if it's a small trunk, inch and a half, 2 inches, you can drill holes in that trunk, and you can do one of two things. You can put sugar in it, molasses, something like that, cover it with mulch, and that'll speed up the rotting and the killing of that base of the plant. You can also use saltpeter that you can get from a hardware store sometimes, or sometimes you have to order it, mail order. It's potassium nitrate's what it is. And if you put potassium nitrate, saltpeter, into the holes that you drill in a stump, it'll just dissolve the stump. It works really, really well.
So if I was to just, like, drill a hole straight down into those little stems and that saltpeter in there, would that do it?
Yep, sure will. That'd be a lot of trouble to do each one of them, but it would end the problem because they couldn't survive that. You'd have to get them all, or they're going to continue to come up. You know, it's interesting. That tree has this horrible reputation of being invasive, and we have quite a few pretty big ones in my part of Dallas, over in the East Dallas area. And I don't notice them too much except when they're in bloom in the spring. And I see very, very little evidence of them popping up in other places and becoming expansive and invasive. I don't know what the difference is, because I know they can do that. And you do too. So
Yes. I've actually tried to plant them. And I think possibly they don't like the roots disturbed on them, because I have not been able to get any to transplant.
Interesting. That's interesting, too.
This one was in a pot, and it grew through the bottom of the pot.
Uh-huh.
And it's just too close to the house. It's got to go.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, Emmy, just keep cutting them back, cutting them down. They'll finally use up their stored energy. But to speed up the process of the death of the base of the plant, just drill holes and saltpeter in the holes. I will warn you, when I first started talking about this some months ago, we had a lot of people call us frustrated because they were having a hard time getting the hardware stores and the feed stores and the farm stores to give them any help with getting it in, which they could do easily. And they ended up having to order mail order and things like that. So you may have a little difficulty finding any of it.
Okay. My other question, thank you for that. My other question is about blackberries.
Okay.
I set out some this past fall, and they're growing beautiful. But I was out there yesterday, and there are rolled up leaves, and the leaves are starting to be ate, and I noticed there was worm droppings, and one of the little rolled up leaves, I just scared the life out of me. I pulled it open, and a worm just, I mean, jerked and twitched and fell. I lost it. I lost it.
Well, they won't hurt you or sting or anything. There's a couple of things you can do. You can use BT products like Dipel or Thuricide and spray, and just spray that area. You don't want to spray all over the place because it'll kill butterflies. But that will kill them. The other thing that you can use is spinosad. There's one on the market in this area called Captain Jack's Dead Bug Spray, believe it or not. And you may have it in the stores there. Your Ace Hardware stores there in Arkansas will probably have a spinosad product of some kind. They'll definitely have some kind of a BT product. The other thing that you can do next year, there's some reason that your plants are in stress. They shouldn't be being eaten that badly by caterpillars unless there's some stress going on. But next year, when they first start to leaf out, release trichogramma wasps. And we explain all that on dirtdoctor.com. It's what I recommend to everybody. I'm going to have to run, Emmy. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. So don't go away if you had another question. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
One thing I wanted to tell you about before we go back to the phone lines is I was talking to Emmy off the air there just a little bit more. And the blackberry, she had the blackberries a little bit too jammed together, getting them a little wider apart and in good bed preparation. Although blackberries are easy to grow in any kind of soil, they still like the same bed preparation that we recommend for everything else, the compost, rock minerals, and sugars. I was doing some, it's interesting, I was doing some maintenance on mine at the office yesterday. They were growing in an area where they'd gotten tall and they're laying down all over the place, and I've got stab wounds all over myself. So do what I say, not what I do. Wear a long sleeve shirt and gloves when you're working the blackberries. They are starting to come into production and they are delicious. The other thing I was going to tell you about is that Judy and I was talking to Bob Webster about this on his show yesterday. Judy and I were walking back from the dog run a couple days ago, and these little black caterpillars were walking across. And I said, look at there. There's some woolly bears. And I picked up one, and lo and behold, it wasn't a woolly bear. It was a pipe vine swallowtail larvae, real pretty larvae. I've taken some pictures of them, and I'll get them up on the website, and we'll do a whole thing on the beautiful pipe vine swallowtail butterfly. I don't have good photographs of the butterflies. I thought I did. I've got a lot of other swallowtails, but I don't have good ones of the pipe vine swallowtail. So if any of the listeners out there have any that you could share, that would be great. And we'll put the information together. The pipe vine that brings these in is a real pretty variegated leaf. I think we used it as one of the mystery photographs some months ago. But the caterpillars ate every single leaf. It's remarkable that the vine can come back from that kind of an assault. But anyway, we'll keep you posted on that. But if you do have some photographs, I would love to get some of the pipe vine butterfly. The other quick thing is fleas starting to be asked about, and we've even seen some scratching from Nellie, our tree climbing dog, and Shadow that just kind of popped up overnight. There was something that Bob and his partner Roberta Churchin brought up to me that I'm looking into myself, and if anybody out there has any information about it or any sources, I'd love to get it. And what it is, there's apparently a way of helping to knock fleas off of the animal with jewelry that's made of amber. You know, the amber like in Jurassic Park that the DNA came out of. Yeah, that amber mineral, it's a old sap is what it is. But apparently necklaces made of amber are good for repelling fleas and ticks. So and we're going to look into it and get some and try it ourselves. If anybody out there has any experience with it or info, let us know. And we'll pass it on to everybody. Here's Catherine in Fort Worth. Hi, Catherine.
Hello, Howard. I've listened to you for years. I remember when Logan was just a little bitty girl, and she said two or three words on the air.
Yeah, she started being my announcer when she was in the either the first or the second grade.
I know. She was just a baby.
Yeah, she's 31 now.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Hope I'm right on that. Maybe 32. We'll get in trouble.
Oh, I'm having a problem with a gardenia. A gardenia tree. Now, I had one 2 years ago, and it died. And I guess I'm like you. I try a gardenia every year.
But, yeah.
This one's leaves turn yellow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I took those off, being very careful with them. And then my buds died. I was told to keep it in the shade and water it very sparingly.
Well,
this one cost $60.
Okay. Let me give you a couple of tips that I've learned the hard way. Gardenias would rather be over in the big thicket, you know, in sandy soil and in a little different situation than we have here in Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they like more full sun than most people give them. I think I made the mistake for years of trying to keep them in full shade, almost handling them like ferns and azaleas and, you know, things like that. But I think that gardenias need at least a half a day of full sun to really be good. And then they're just very sensitive about being overwatered or underwatered. You've got to probe the soil. I'd use, you know, one of the golf clubs with the head sawed off and probe the soil and just be very careful about minding the moisture level and do a little foliar feeding from time to time, and you can have really good success with gardenias.
Well, this is in a pot. Should I take it out of the pot and put it
in
a
the soil?
Pure organic
I think they're harder to grow in pots than in the soil because it's harder to maintain even moisture level in a pot. You know, I experience it with – I have a lot of pots, and I always will, and have a lot of different things. But I've noticed that when I'll change from one plant to the other, I'll notice that some pots are a little bit on the dry side and some are sopping wet. So it's always harder – well, it's always easier to maintain moisture level – believe it or not, in the ground than it is in containers.
Okay.
So give that a shot. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else because I got to run a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com, that's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG-ACTIV.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, and let's see where we are here. Candace in Arlington next on the agenda. Hi, Candace.
Good damp, cloudy morning, Dr. Garrett.
It is still raining, I think, out there, isn't it?
Yeah, we need it, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I just had a quick question.
Okay.
I got the hummingbird feeder up, you know, in time and all that, and then I got the orange oil. But I want to know, never mind the rain, but on a dry day, how often do I need to go between the little feeding places for the hummingbirds to keep the bees away?
That's a good question, and I don't know. I think it's kind of a give it a try and see how long it lasts until they start coming back, and you could probably get a good feel for it. I would guess, and we've talked to several different gardeners about using this technique. I think that in most cases you're going to get at least a week or 10 days. If it's not that long, you'll see them come back and you just have to add another little dab, you know. Between on the feeder, but not, you know, where they're going to be touching it or anything, of course.
Right. There's a little ring that they can sit on while they're drinking, and then the little drinking slits, and then in between those, I would just use a Q-tip.
Yeah, that'd be a great way to do it. Just put a little orange oil on there, and it'll keep the wasps and the bees and those kind of things away pretty well.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
And if anybody... is trying these techniques and stumbles across something that works even better, you know, let us know. We're always trying to improve the recommendations and the techniques for making the gardening work easier and more effectively and not hurt the life that we're trying to protect out in the garden. Here's Ann in Salem, Oregon. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Do you remember when I called you last year about the ginkgo starts and you were going to try those?
I do, and I have to admit to you that I was negligent and didn't and forgot to do it. I didn't forget. I kept looking at my tree, and I said, it's going to bud out any day. I need to do what she recommended. And they finally leafed out, and I tried it after they leafed out. And they lasted quite a while, but didn't root. I'm sure that I should have done it about, you know, 2 weeks before I did it.
Well, my question today is, my ginkgo is leafed out, and it's beautiful as usual, but I wanted to move some of my Scotch moss mounds out of an area that I'm putting in a new rose bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started digging, and it's about 6 or 8 feet away from the trunk, and you don't have to dig down very deep to put a moss mound down because there's no root system. And also, I have some sedum mounds under there as well.
Okay.
And I ran into all of these little tiny roots. They're just—it's like a mat. It's like a root mat. From the ginkgo tree, and all the roots are right on the surface. But then as I was trying to dig down a little bit deeper, I came across a couple of other big, huge roots, and this ginkgo tree has just rooted out all over my small, very small backyard. And I got so frustrated, I finally took a pair of loppers, and I lopped off one of the roots and just chopped the heck out of it and dug it up, and then I put the moss mound down with some fresh soil. Did I damage, am I going to kill the tree? Because I cut, the root that I cut was about a half an inch wide, I guess, not very big.
No, you're not going to do any damage. You're not going to do any more damage than cutting off a limb up in the top of the tree that same size. It sounds like it was trying to get almost a spaghetti root system affair going there like a tree does when it's growing up and it's buried too deep in the ground. But you have your flare exposed on the tree, don't you?
Yeah, I went and exposed the flare around the trunk some last year after we talked, and it's all bark dust around there. And then around the, about 3 feet out around the tree on one side, I built a big dry creek bed. Mm-hmm. Years ago, and I used a bunch of driftwood and rocks and river rock and all this stuff and gravel. So, and then on the other side of the tree, there's actually my cement patio. So this tree is surrounded by a whole bunch of stuff.
Well,
and
might...
I can't really, I did expose the flare a little bit, but I wasn't able to expose it very much because I run into the barriers.
Well, take as much off as you can. Just go down. You don't have to go out any farther than the things that will block you. But going down more, I think you need to do, because if you have that spaghetti-type root system starting to form, that's a sure sign of some stress in the tree.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no question about it. And it'll develop into kind of a mat, and that's not good, especially when, and you've already seen there's some roots and flare down below that are the true root system.
Okay.
You know, that you want to protect. And the way you get that not to be forming like that anymore is just get that flare more exposed. How big is your tree? What's the diameter of the trunk?
Oh, last year I told you what I thought it was, and I was wrong. That it's about a foot wide.
Okay. Well, it's still pretty young, so getting it, I learned the hard way with mine. The more you take off, the more dramatic you do it, the better it is. I had, before I exposed the flare of mine, I had some sapsucker damage on the tree. And after doing it, the sapsucker hadn't appeared again since that day. So it really does make a big difference.
All right. I'll have to get my gardener over here to do that. That's a lot of heavy digging.
No, just do it a little bit at a time and get it off of there, and it just gets better and better. It'll be happier and healthier the more you get off.
Okay, I'll do it some more. also, my gardener comes and trims the tree every 2 years and trims out the center of it to keep it air circulation. And he trimmed it very severely this January, and I was kind of worried, but it just came back and it just leafed out, and it's gorgeous again. It's just smaller, which is a good thing in my small yard. Now, I have one more really quick question.
Well, real quick on that point, ginkgo has a natural openness to it that I like. You know, you can grow a lot of things under it, and it needs very, very little pruning. So I would probably, at the least, limit the pruning and maybe even just tell him to work on other plants and let the ginkgo fill out the way it wants to fill out.
Well, that would be fine, except I live in a big senior mobile home park here, and we have rules about the size of the trees.
Oh, you can't let it get too big? Okay.
And if it gets too big, plus I have a big patio awning that it would rub up against, and my neighbor's house isn't that far away from it. So we have very strict rules. If your tree gets too big, they make it either cut it or take it out.
Well, that's fine. The good news is the ginkgo can withstand that kind of torture. In fact, it bonsais very, very well. It's one of the cool things you can do with ginkgo.
Well, now, one more quick question about rhubarb. I had my neighbors next door had a rhubarb plant that had been there for many years, and they never took care of it, and the people that lived there, and the lady finally just said I could do whatever I wanted to with it. She kind of gave it to me. So I fertilized it and grew it and everything and used it. And then the house was sold, and some new neighbors moved in, and they said they hated rhubarb, and I said, oh, my gosh, can I please have it? They said yes. So I dug it up, or I had my gardener dig it up, and it had been there for 25 years, and it was this massive, great, big, huge chunk. And he brought it over and dumped it on my patio, and I had to use a mallet and a chisel and a shovel, and it was just brutal trying to separate this great big rhubarb root, and I thought I might have killed it. But
no.
I sprinkled rooting hormone all over it, and then I planted it in big black tree pots, plastic tree pots. And it came up, and now it's growing like a weed out of the tree pots. But my question is, it's on the south side of my house, are the tree pots going to get so hot when we have 110-degree weather in the middle of August? Is that going to is that going to stunt the growth of the rhubarb to have the roots too hot?
It will a little bit. They would prefer to be in the ground, but if you don't have the room for it, just leave them in those pots. You might want to paint the pots white. That'll cut down on the heat problem a little bit.
I actually have some light reflecting plastic that you put on windows that I can.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, do that and just be more careful about the watering. It, like I was telling a caller earlier in the show, it's always much more difficult to maintain even moisture level in pots, containers,
right,
than it is in the ground.
Well, these are nursery quality tree pots, and they have a whole bunch of holes around the bottom.
Okay,
the size
cool.
Of it. But
they'll do fine.
Also, I thought when it's 110 in the middle of the afternoon out here on the rhubarb, that would be the best time to maybe water it with cold water to keep it, to cool it off a little bit.
The key is just to maintain the moisture level as evenly as you can in the container.
Okay.
So just keep probing with pencils and with golf course club shafts and work on it a lot to where you maintain that even moisture level. Rhubarb, even though we can't grow it here, it gets too hot here for it, but it's a tough, tough plant, and it can take this if you just maintain that moisture level. You've done a good thing.
Okay, well, I love rhubarb, so I'm very happy to have it now in my own yard.
Send me some pictures of it. That'd be fun to show people.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I'm surprised it gets that hot in Salem, Oregon, but I reckon it does. Here's Randy in Justine, Texas. Hi, Randy.
Justine,
Texas, yes. I always say it wrong. I'm sorry.
It's like Augustine, but without the A-U. Hey, about 2 years ago, I bought a bean cherry tree at a local flea market down here in Stephenville, and
okay.
I'm southwest of there, sandy soil. Mm-hmm. And I was told that it wouldn't grow in this part of the country. I kind of took it as a personal challenge, so I bought it this spring. It bloomed. It put on small cherries. I think I let it get too dry, and those cherries sloughed off. But how do they fare in this part of the country?
What kind of a cherry is it, do you think?
I believe it was a Bing, B-I-N-G cherry.
Bing cherry. That's probably the toughest one to try here. I think the key, Randy, is to do all the things that I talk about dramatically. Root flare exposure, you know, make sure it's dramatically exposed. And then the whole sick tree treatment, which is the organic program on steroids. And I think the cherry will do fine. Let me put you on hold and we'll talk off the air. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's RegActiv.
Dram has designed and manufactured quality watering tools for over 75 years. Heavy-duty Dram sprinklers fit any size yard. Match any shape in your yard with a 9-pattern turret sprinkler. The oscillating sprinkler has 18 brass jets for uniform watering of up to 3,000 square feet. The spinning sprinkler creates a very fine soaking spray. Dram sprinklers, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, are available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at dram.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotics. probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Okay, our last segment for this weekend. I really appreciate everybody being with us today. Had a great time with you. Hope you're getting a little rain if you needed it out there. And we're still getting a little bit here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Let's see what Elaine's up to in Grayford, Texas. Hello, Elaine.
Hey, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing well.
Good. I have a question about a nasty weed that we've been trying to get rid of for the last couple of years, and it has just come back like gangbusters this year.
Okay.
I'm calling it a thistle. It's got it has about an oak-shaped leaf, deep green, and there are spines all around, completely covering the leaves and all the way down the stems. So it's very difficult, even when they're small, and I'm looking at some of them now. Some of them do have flowers on already, and others are just popping up.
Does it have purple flowers?
No, they're yellow.
They're yellow flowers.
Yes.
Yellow flowers. You may have a prickly lettuce or something like that. We've got that on the new – look at and see if that's it on our new weed list that we have. We have the new master weed list that went out in the newsletter just yesterday.
Okay.
And see if that's it. It's a tough weed. It is one that you need to hack out and improve the soil in that area for best.
It's in a sheep pen, so it is thriving in sheep poop very happily.
Yeah. Well, just knock it out. You can knock it out with mechanical means, or you can spray it with vinegar or with fatty acid products, and just don't let it get started. Get it out of there. Get mulch, shredded tree trimmings mulch on that area, and it won't have the ability to come back through that stuff.
Okay. Would mowing help?
It will. You may have to do it two or three times. It's going to be tough enough to try to regrow from that a couple of times. That tool that I mentioned, that push-pull tool that's triangular-shaped, when it starts coming up when it's fairly young, that weed and a whole lot of weeds are really easy to knock out with that tool. I'm really a proponent of that thing.
Okay. I guess the main problem with this right now is it is, oh gosh, in two separate areas. And I know there's another area that is going to start popping up where it was pretty thick last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I've just got a very concentrated, you know, even 10 by 10 area. It is, right. It's huge in a barnyard and then two spots in their main pen, which is, I guess, about 5 acres.
Well, the other thing you might want to do as far as the big areas like that is you get some kind of a tiller, maybe hire somebody or rent equipment and till that area and just tear it all up really, really well. And then
okay.
as it starts to come back from, you know, new tender plants start to come back, that's when that push-pull hoe would be outstanding to knock it out, then get the mulch over the top of it. You can spot spray, like I said, with vinegar and fatty acid products. The Agra lawn product could also be used for it, and you can get it under control. But you got to be very consistent with it to get it to a point where it's controllable.
Sure. Now, when you say tilling, we do have – we've got a rototiller. We've got a a plow, I guess, attachment for one of the attachments for the tractor.
Either one of those things, just tear it all up and basically
okay.
start over. And as it starts coming back from small plants, that's when you can really begin to get it under control.
Okay, so destroying the rooting system sounds like is the key right now.
Yeah,
and
just
then
grind it.
Start popping up.
Just really tear it up.
Okay, very
all right.
good.
Get to work.
Thank you so much.
All right,
right.
talk
Bye.
To you later. Let's see what Jim's up to in Flower Mound, Texas. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Howard, enjoy your program every Sunday.
Thank you, sir.
Howard, I had two questions. The main one was my neighbor, I live in a subdivision that's less than 2 years old.
Okay.
And my neighbor just sick. She has a post oak tree that's about 150 years old.
Oh, wow.
And it's dying. And she's had an arborist come out and look at it and said it may have 2 or 3 years left, and he didn't give her any solutions on how to save it.
That's good.
And I was hoping you could help me.
First thing, needs to get a good arborist to come out. Tyson Woods, Trees by Woods may be coming out to take a look at it. They can send me pictures. The first thing that I always think about with post oaks is disturbance of putting in, new development around it, new irrigation systems, change of grade, change of moisture level and all that. Those things really hurt a tree. Even though it's 150 years old, it should live longer than that. So there's something going on that's not good. Exposing the flare is, just like any tree, very, very high on the list. A lot of people think that that's a silly recommendation, unfortunately, because they think, well, post oak is a native tree. It's been here 150 years. Why do I need to expose the flare? We've exposed the flare of 800-year-old trees. It's always an issue or can be an issue. So that's what I'd recommend to them, and get somebody that understands the organic approach. And if the root system is not too far gone, it's a savable plant. Does the top of the plant still have foliage and still look reasonable?
It still has foliage, but it's kind of dying on the end of the limbs.
All over or just one side?
Pretty much all over.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. Dramatic removal of stuff from the base of the tree and the sick tree treatment is the answer to the question, if it does have an answer.
Okay.
Show them the sick tree treatment on my website and try to get somebody or you do it for her and get it going. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Very much enjoyed being with you today. Thanks a lot. Until I see you in a week, if you have a question, go to dirtdoctor.com. Enjoy those healthy gardens by going organic. See you next time.